Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Thank you for joining me. So good to pray with you today. We'll pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I just want to thank everyone who, in the last hour, got on board early to help support Relevant in this great mission. This is our hour, right? You and I, we pray every day together. We'll get right into our prayer. If you're just joining me, believe it or not, we're in our final pledge drive of the year. The year's been a blur. Literally, it's just, I don't know where it's gone, to be honest with you. The time has just sped by. Do you know where you are? And I don't mean to depress you here. Maybe this will enlighten you. Maybe this will make you happy. We're 54 days away from Christmas. 54 days to Christmas. That's how fast time is going. So that should be here before you know it. But thank you for your support. This is our final drive. If you can give when we're done praying the chaplet, you can call 877-291-0123 or can use the mobile app or go online. And if you can give, believe me, it will keep this program going strong. There's a great supporter of our network that recently passed away, and I just want to pray for Gene Carter. He was just a very generous individual, and he's a good sponsor, a co-founder of an underwriter, Park Ridge Community Bank, which his family's owned for a long time, and they've been supporting Relevant Radio since its inception. And just want to pray for him and for his family. You know, I just want to, in a special way, lift up those who mourn today. And he passed away, becomes part of the communion of saints. You know, I pray to God that I can one day rejoice before the throne of God. And I pray that when I draw my final breath, God will come as a merciful Savior, not as a just judge for me. And if you are a supporter of divine mercy, you know, I think that promise, it rings even louder, even more true for you, because the Lord promised that anybody who promotes the message of mercy, he protects like a tender child, he protects like a mother, her tender child, like her infant. And then also, you know, at the hour of death, he's your advocate. So let's pray. Let's pray now for you, for all of your intentions. I want to thank God for some of the answer prayers that have come in here, too, and there are many of them. So grateful for those. But Nick joins me today, and he'll be praying the chapel with us. Nick, thank you for joining me. Anything you want to lift up as we start?
Drew, thanks for having me, and I'd love to lift up, as usual, my family for their health and all their intentions.
All right, we'll do that. We'll take all of your calls today, too. So if you are on hold, I'll do my very best to get you on. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
I want to pray for somebody who I spoke to earlier today. He's going through a job interview. He really needs this job, too. And I just pray that God will open the door for him so that he has the right words. This is a prayer for everyone who is now interviewing. Anyone who's looking for jobs, who's underemployed or unemployed, or just struggling financially. Lord, give these people new opportunities. Open the doors for them. Let their words be right. Let the employers see the value that these people can bring to their organization. And I just pray for all those struggling financially in this hour as well. We'll take our first call. It comes from 11-year-old Eva. She's listening in St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Eva. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. I would like to pray for my dad. Okay. He has really bad stomach problems. Me and my sister missed having him come to our sports and school events. I just want my dad to get better so we can start doing things as a family again.
That's so sweet. Well, I know your dad's lucky to have you. You know, there's nothing like a father and a daughter. I love my two daughters, too. Eva, your prayers are really powerful, and I want you to know that, okay? I know Jesus hears them in a special way. You and your sister keep praying for your dad and keep trusting him. Have that faith, okay? And we're going to join you right now in that. We're going to ask God from this moment forward to begin to heal your father so he can come back and watch you in all the activities that you're involved in. And Lord, I just pray for this father. I don't know how serious his condition is, but there is not a situation, a problem, an ailment that you cannot cure in an instant. So I give you Eva. I ask that you bless her, that she continue to be a joy for her family and for others. And I ask you to bless her father so he can be there for the family. And I pray for any parent who's ill right now, any child who is suffering. And I just ask in this moment, Lord, invoking your great mercy, invoking your divine touch for the healing that so many seek. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Maria next. She's praying with us in Southern California. Hi, Maria. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Ruth. Yes, I was asking for prayers for my friend that she's very, very sick at the hospital right now with COVID. Okay. And her whole family got sick with COVID. She has two kids and her husband. Mm-hmm. And please, please pray for her because she's very sick right now.
We'll do that right now. We're going to pray for healing today, okay? And Maria, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for all your intentions. You didn't ask for one thing. I know you came interceding for your friend. And Lord, I just ask that you read the heart and the deepest intentions of Maria and really just bless her. We lift up her friend. And again, I'll say the same prayer, Lord. I just ask from this very moment, from the moment these words are spoken, your mercy is invoked, that a change in the condition for this woman begins to take place. I pray for all those who are immune compromised, all those who have all those, Lord, right now have comorbidities and those who are facing life-threatening diseases. But I pray in particular for those with COVID. I pray for the end of this disease. And I do pray for healing for those now struggling with it. So I give you Maria's friend. And I gather all these souls, Lord, united with me. And we come to you as your children, trusting in your great mercy as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Maggie's been monitoring our Twitter account. You can always put your intentions there too. It's at Drew Mariani Show. If you want to follow me personally, it's at Drew Mariani, but at Drew Mariani Show gets you access into the show and post your intentions there. You can always email me. And I know Maggie's going to share a few of those now. We'll pray for all who are joining us on the phone as well as on Twitter. Maggie, what's going on? Who can we pray for?
We got a note from Tanya asking for prayers for her husband. She said he's been in a bad place emotionally all week, and it's really affecting the whole family. So let's pray for him and for healing and restoration of that family. Gino's asking for prayers for an adverse reaction to the flu shot that he recently had. Diane's asking for prayers for a 14-year-old Catholic girl named Molly. She was just diagnosed with cancer in her skull and lungs, praying for healing and that the chemo that she starts this week will be successful. And Carolyn's asking for prayers for a new home, that they might be blessed with that soon.
Well, all right, great prayers. Thank you, Maggie. We'll pray for your intentions too, Mags. And let's get Henry in on the third decade here. Henry, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you, Drew. And a couple of weeks ago, my brother-in-law and my mother-in-law were taken to the ER for COVID. They were struggling for a long time. My mother-in-law is pulling through. My brother-in-law, though, passed away 2 days ago. And unfortunately, he and my wife had not been on speaking terms for a couple of years, so we were hoping for a reconciliation. And his ex-wife, who's very sweet and still has a lot of love for him, he wanted nothing to do with her, so unfortunately there was no reconciliation there too. So I just want to pray for his soul and that my mother-in-law's health will continue. I did contact a priest. I'm in Illinois. They're in California. I contacted their ministry and asked if a priest there could say the Divine Mercy prayers in his presence. So I hope that helped.
Yeah, I hope it. Hope it did too. Henry, thank you. I'm sorry for your loss and for your family's loss. That's tough. And let's pray and let's trust in the mercy of God. You know, I know how much you and your family loved your brother-in-law, and you know, we all have our foibles and our weaknesses and things that, you know, can short-circuit our relationship with God. But God is so merciful, and I know He loved your brother-in-law even more than all of you put together. And Lord, I just trust in your mercy, especially for those who are away from the faith, those who have unresolved issues and have not forgiven or harboring onto some sort of animosity or unforgiveness. I just ask you meet this man, Lord, in that hour as a merciful Savior. And I thank you for the gift of purgatory. I give you thanks for the opportunity for purgation. And I just pray for all who pray with me now that at the hour of our death that you meet us as a merciful Savior, that one day we'll be perfectly united with you and those who've gone before us. So I give you Henry, his personal needs, his family, and in particular his brother-in-law, all these intentions that have been voiced. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Elizabeth praying with us in New Jersey next. Hi, Elizabeth. Good afternoon.
Hi. I would love to lift up my niece, Alexandra. She was born handicapped, and she suffered a lot in her 26 years of life. And she's awaiting another surgery now. So I want to lift her up. I want to pray for successful surgery. And I pray that God give her necessary graces to endure this trial and to give her strength. And to give her strength to her parents, that you know they can keep trusting in God, and that they stay strong. And I hope that this goes well this time around.
Elizabeth, thank you for such a beautiful heart and for those heartfelt prayers. We will pray right now for your niece for this upcoming surgery, And Lord, I just, again, today I ask for healing. That's my prayer to you, Heavenly Father, that there be successful surgeries, that there can be prompt recovery, that there can be revitalization and new health. Lord, I pray for miracles too, for cancerous cells to disappear, for tumors to shrink, to doctors to scratch their head as they look at those scans again and say, I have no explanation for this. You know, I do, and it will be your mercy, Lord. I want to pray for a man named Eric who's got a surgery coming up on Thursday. A friend of mine's been praying for him. And I give you all those in these critical situations, Lord, so many heavy crosses. Hear our prayers. Be merciful as we pray, eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Christy's praying with us in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing well today. How can we pray for you? What's going on?
I actually wanted to have a prayer of thanksgiving for three answer prayers.
Well, praise God.
The first is for my mom. I called earlier, and there was a tumor found in her uterus, We did a blood test, and she doesn't have cancer. She just has to have surgery to remove it. So that's an answer prayer.
Amen.
And then my friend Joe, who was in the hospital in the psych ward, he went back to Christ. He had Eucharist, confession, and anointing of the sick.
Wow.
And then my friend Paul, who was in ICU for septic, has been healed. And I also want to pray for my friend Sue, who is looking for a job, and Millie Teeters, Father Tim Nolan, and Julie, who have died, and for the repose of their souls. And a special intention on Wednesday.
You got it. Let's do it. We'll pray for you right now. First of all, thank you for the answered prayers. That's always great. Do me a favor, Christy, write them down and email me that, would you? Okay, just drew@relevantradio.com. I love those answered prayers. And I'll put them with so many of the others that have come in. And Lord, I thank you for the way you hear prayers, the way you answer. Those that are very obvious and those that I know now are emotion. Lift up every one of Christy's intentions. I give to you everyone who's on hold, everyone who's united to me in prayer at this moment. We beg your mercy. We implore your mercy. We thank you for your mercy as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints.
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Nick, thank you very much for praying with me. And thank you for praying with me as well. Please send me your answer prayers. It's drew@relevantradio.com. Okay, drew@relevantradio.com. And I know God's going to work in a powerful way in your life. I really do. I mean, this is such an incredible prayer. Do me a favor, though. Send me those answered prayers. Send me your petitions. I want to pray for you. And, you know, coming up, I'm going to share with you a story that St. Faustina had. Maybe in the days ahead, I'll talk a little bit more about some of the stories you may not have heard. And I'll share some that you may have. God is a God of abundance. He's a God of providence, and he's a God who hears your prayers and will work miracles in your life. I cannot stress that enough to you. I don't know if you know this. You might have just joined me for prayer. Today, the Feast of All Saints, we start our last pledge drive of the year. Well, the next 5 days, we'll be trying to make it to goal. And I just want to invite you early on, if you could. If you feel the power like I feel in this prayer, if you feel the intimacy of this prayer, if you feel God's mercy, if you've experienced his mercy like I have, then do me a favor. Let's make this the hour in which, when we support, we let God know how much we love him, how grateful we are for his mercy. If you can make a sacrifice today in any dollar amount, it'll be matched 100%, okay, 100%. There's a matching fund in play right now. I mean, when you support in this hour, it speaks volumes, not just to me, but to management, to everybody, that divine mercy is important to you. And you can call 877-291-0123. Whatever you give will be matched. $10 will become 20, you know, 50 becomes 100, whatever you can sacrifice. $33, one for every year of our Lord's life, becomes 66. Whatever you do, just think about it. It will be doubled. So we're so grateful. I'm really grateful for whatever you do. You can also go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app, and we'll also send you a free MP3 download if you'll do that. But, you know, mercy is so important. And I think it's what's lacking in the world today. You know, there's so much political correctness. There's so much lack of tolerance, even though we were living in a culture that's supposedly so tolerant, right? It's mercy that's the balm. It's the remedy for the ills of the world. And when you and I pray like this, it has an invisible effect. We don't even realize it. We don't even recognize what happens. But I'm telling you, there's transformation takes place, not only in the healings you're seeking or the blessings you're looking for, but it ripples out across the country and around the world. God's mercy, and nations have been spared due to prayer. They really have. And I think we should be praying for our nation in a particular way. You know, a little bit later, I'll share with you a story about St. Faustina. She used to be the gatekeeper at the convent that she was at. She only had a second grade education, third grade education. And they say one day she might be even a great doctor of the church because of this beautiful diary and the revelations that the Lord gave to her. She used to show such charity to those who were in need. And these poor kids used to come to her to the gate. And one day she very imprudently, she said, told these two poor kids, she didn't really believe them. You're telling me you have nothing really to eat at home? Faustina is human too, right? Well, the children, without answering her, they turned around, they walked away from the gate. You know, they had nothing to eat. It was true. They were hungry. And they were heartbroken that Sister Faustina said that. And instantly her heart was struck, and she knew how difficult it was for them to speak about their need, their poverty. So she went after them in a hurry and brought them back, and she gave them as much as she could. And she said she would never do that again. It's humbling to ask for support. It's humbling to ask for help. And Relevant's doing that today. It's the way God wants it. We are listener-supported Catholic radio, and we need your help. Could you call now? 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
Now is the time to make that call and join the family. 877-291-0123 or log on to relevantradio.com. Mike Kendall joining Drew Mariani. And Drew, while we were praying this half hour, we got a great phone call and a great start to this hour. Kathleen in Wisconsin called and wanted to make a $5,000 gift as a thank you to Relevant Radio on All Saints Day. Kathleen, thank you so much. That $5,000 is going to be matched and becomes $10,000 because this is a partnership challenge hour. So Kathleen, You have just made the first $5,000 here in our 3 o'clock Central Time hour, and we hope to make that number even larger before the end of the hour. Could we hear from 125 people this hour? 877-291-0123. It's never too late to join the family. It may be November, the 11th month of the year, but it's not too late to be a part of the family. Join the family now at 877-291-0123. I'm expecting a big hour, Drew. I think it's going to be a good one.
Mike, it's always a big hour during the hour of Divine Mercy. People have such generous hearts in this hour, and we're just so grateful for it. You know, one of the things Relevant Radio does is pray for you. That's unlike most, you know, other radio stations. You support NPR, whatever it might be that's out there, right? And one of the things we want to invite you to do is to make sure that you leave us your prayer intentions. Father Rocky prays a rosary every evening at 7 p.m. Those intentions go before him. They go before us here in the chapel. They go before the Eucharist in our chapel. And, of course, Mass is said every day, and prayers are offered for you and for your intentions. So when you donate, leave us your intentions. We want to pray for you. It's such a great way to be prayed for. I go into our chapel, and I sit next to this box of intentions that come in. I pray for every single one of them. Your name is often stricken. It might just be the first name and an intention, so there's a spirit of anonymity to it. But those are prayed for. So please do that, and please tell others about Relevant. And if you can give it any way right now, we do have that dollar-for-dollar match. And as Mike pointed out, he likes to see 125 people. I need your call now if we're going to do that. Why not say yes for the Chapel of Divine Mercy and call 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com or by using our mobile app. Mike?
And that 100% match is a great deal. Won't be happening all week. So this is the time to make that call. We won't have that offer for you every day. And remember the Relevant Radio Prayer Journal. That's our thank you gift today only. It's only available today and at that one-time gift of $240 or the $20 per month. But join the family now at relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123 and do it early this week.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining us. It's great to be here with you today. I'm so grateful for your time and for your generosity. A lot to get into today. I want to share with you a little bit more about St. Faustina. I'll give you a little more background onto her extraordinary life. But I also think about the saints. You know, I think one of the great lessons in life for you and for me is generosity. And I don't know about you. I have often shared the fact that when I was a young boy, I was always very selfish. And I look back on it in retrospect because today I'm a pretty generous person. And I don't say that out of vanity. I try to be as generous as I can, you know, within my means. And even when I can't really afford to give sometimes, I do, and I'll tell you what, I've never been disappointed. God can never, ever be outdone. Never be outdone, ever. And I want you to know that. I just think it's one of the misconceptions, one of the deceptions of the evil one. All that we have comes from God, right? You know that. I know that. All of this comes from God. And I think one of the characteristics as we look at saints today is generosity. Not just giving things away. I mean, that's easy enough to do. You can write a check to a charity or do something. But they also spent their time with others. You know, Pope John Paul II, he was known for making you seem like you were the only person in the room. When you met him, that was it. Even when there were a whole bunch of people around. I had the great privilege of meeting him on a couple occasions, but I had a private audience with him once. And during that time, the rest of the room disappeared. It was he and I met a saint. I felt his holiness. I mean, he truly was a living saint. When I left that encounter with him, my spirit was so buoyed up. It was so filled. It brushed up against holiness. I wanted what John Paul II had. And John Paul would listen to stories and he'd respond to them. Sometimes in the most astonishing ways, like the time he told a priest, he said, go find a priest who's been a classmate, but who had crashed and burned and was homeless, and bring him back to the papal apartments in the Vatican. And the priest did that. The Pope heard this homeless priest's confession. And then he asked that priest, that homeless priest, whose life had spiraled out of control, to hear his confession, to hear the Pope's confession. He then restored him to the ministry that he once had, and he sent him now on a ministry to go ahead and to take care of the homeless. It's also said that he's still a priest today. And even as a bishop, that when somebody gave him money, when somebody gave Cardinal Wojtyła money, Bishop Wojtyła, if you will, he'd turn around and give it away to somebody else. You know, if somebody gave him a gift, quite often he'd hand that off. And I know somebody else who does the same thing. They don't keep anything for themselves. They always pass it along. And that shows real detachment. My own bishop, Bishop David Ricken, the great bishop of Green Bay, Wisconsin, he often says, hold on to things very loosely. And hold on to them very, very loosely, because you never know when God's going to take them, right? Don't be clutching, gripping, holding, because the Lord may want to remove that. Whether it's your job, whether it's whether it is somebody in your life, hold on to everything very loosely and trust in God. And there are plenty of saints who show this quality. I mean, St. Elizabeth of Hungary, she was the daughter of the King of Hungary. And she was born, I think she lived around 13th century. And when she was 14 years old, she married a man named Louis. He was from Germany, and they remained married for about 6 years. Louis died of a fever when he was in Italy. And he was getting ready to go off to fight in these crusades. And her response to the news of his death, it showed the depth of their love for one another. And she mourned. She loved him. She said, he's dead. He is dead. But it's to me as if the whole world today died. And even before he died, though, Elizabeth came under the influence of Franciscans who started, you know, giving away generosity to the poor. And that's something that her husband didn't mind. And then after his death, she regained her dowry. She was able to use it, and she gave the money that had gone into that dowry initially to help all the poor and the needy. She built hospitals, and she became part of the Franciscan Third Order and was very generous in giving away her worldly goods. But her penances were harsh, and living away from, you know, living after her husband's death soon wore away on her. She died young. She died at the age of 24. And yet it was a life spent caring for others, caring for the less fortunate than herself. You know, I think of St. Faustina too. And I love, there's one particular story of St. Faustina that I think is just a great one. And I've shared with you before. I've shared the story of St. Faustina and how much she loved the poor, right? She did. She had a special place for them in her heart. She showed how she would take care of the gate, right? And she had this true servant heart, this merciful heart, and she never wished to send any needy person away empty-handed. So she served the poor very much like Mother Teresa did, and both of these religious sisters, they sought to serve Jesus in the stranger, right? Mother Teresa would call the stranger Jesus. In the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor, she saw Christ in those that had less. And you know, Faustina was given this task, very humble task. She'd be the gardener. She'd have to work in the kitchen. She had to do the, you know, clean up, be the gatekeeper. And she, like other holy doorkeepers, isn't it funny how God just loves the humble? You think of Blessed Solanus Casey, right? Or Andre Bessette, who was a doorkeeper, right? St. Therese of Lisieux, you take a look at some of these great saints like Padre Pio and others. They had endless opportunity to show Christ love to beggars, especially, you know, visitors alike. People came to them all of the time. And what is a humble and lowly task, like the doorkeeper that Faustina did, or like, let's say, Andre Bessette, so often it could turn into a holy encounter. And in each instance of opening that gate, who knows who you're going to encounter? It depends on who's opening the door, right? And who's on the other side. If the visitor could just know the amazing blessings that waited them when the saint was guarding the gate, they might receive far more than a piece of bread or a bowl of soup, right? They'd be greeted by a saint that is praying for the conversion of their heart, not just filling their stomach, but wanting to nourish their soul. And Faustina was often chided by her sisters for being too gentle with the beggars at the gate, right? And she did her best, as I said, to teach everybody with compassion. She even took measures not to embarrass people. Like if they came back, she was smart. When a poor person would return to the gate a second time, she wrote in her diary that she would treat them with such gentleness. Like she'd act like she didn't know that they had been there before. And she did that so not to embarrass them. And then they would speak freely to her about her troubles. So Faustina had lots of gifts. You know, she had this ability to read souls whenever the Lord wanted her to have specific knowledge of somebody so that she could better help them. And this mystic not only was concerned, you know, with meeting the corporal needs of the beggars, but she wanted so much as to help souls. And she wrote in her diary very early in one of the, she says, often the Lord gives me interior knowledge concerning the person I meet at the gate. She says, one pitiful soul wanted to tell me about herself. Taking advantage of the opportunity, I made her understand in a very delicate way the miserable condition of her soul. And then she left with a better disposition. I'd met a mystic one time who read my soul, and it's a bizarre experience to know that somebody can pierce your hidden thoughts, if you will, and know everything about you, your family, your relationships, you know, your relationship with God. But God allows that grace so that you and I can grow in holiness. So when Faustina did the job of gatekeepers, she was not just doing a mere job, but actually she was ministering to souls, and Jesus would give her the special grace. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I want to share with you an extraordinary visit that St. Faustina actually encountered. And this is the way God works. And I'm telling you, and you feel free to call me. Maybe you've had these experiences too. Have you ever met somebody that came into your life that was either an angel, or maybe you met Jesus Christ himself and you only realized that later? I think the Lord visits us. I think angels certainly visit us. I think quite often we're given these opportunities to show our generosity and our love, to be charitable. Because one of the great treasures that we place before us, it's not what we save here, it's what we give. That's what awaits us on the other side. It's our charity and our love. It's our mercy. I ask you to be merciful today if you could. If you could dial in at 888-914-914 and make a pledge to help Relevant Radio stay on the air, to help continue to promote the message of mercy, to make people aware of the great St. Faustina and all these great saints that we remember today on this great feast day. I tell you, I'd be so grateful for that. Your donation will be matched dollar for dollar. You can also go online to relevantradio.com, or you could use the mobile app. Whichever way you decide to give, I know you will be blessed, and I know our Lord will be pleased. So make that call right now. I'll be back.
Getting you connected. This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's go to Yoli in Anaheim. Good morning, Yoli.
Back in July, I called regarding Andre Jacobo because he had 3 months to live. He had lung cancer. And he didn't believe in God. You know, he couldn't even talk to him about God. It was like, shut up, I don't hear it, or go away. Or he suggested I pray the Divine Mercy, and I did. I also called the Divine Mercy prayer line with Dew and Family Rosary of Father Rocky for healing and conversion. On September the 8th, on Mother Mary's birthday, I was given a holy card of Our Lady of Sorrows. On the feast day of Our Lady of Sorrows, I was told Andres had visited the doctors, and the doctors couldn't find nothing wrong with him. And now Andres strongly believes in God.
Whoa, that is beautiful.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Great to see all the response going on in our call center at 877-291-0123 and lots of activity online as well at relevantradio.com. You are joining the family in big numbers. Thank you. We really appreciate your financial support of Relevant Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Kendall, joining Drew Mariani for just a couple of minutes here to encourage you to make that pledge during our final pledge drive of 2021. This is it. We're down to just five more days of our pledge drive, and then that is all. We will not ask you for another dime this year, okay? 877-291-0123. And what a day to start, All Saints Day. You know, Drew, I was sitting back listening to you share those accounts of the various saints, and I'm thinking, you know what? We're the only radio station on the dial right now that's talking about the saints on All Saints Day. Now, everybody was talking about Halloween yesterday, but when it comes to All Saints Day, We're the only spot on the dial. So that's why we're turning to you, asking you to help support us at 877-291-0123. And if you call in and talk to one of our operators, pardon me, just let them know who your favorite saint is. We'd love to know, because we always ask you what your prayer intention is. That's the final question we ask you when you make your pledge. And today you can throw in the name of your favorite saint. We'd love to know. Here's the number, 877-291-0123. And Drew, we have a special one-day premium going on today as well. Isn't that right?
No, I love the premium today, and I started the pledge. I knew we had one. I thought, I forgot all about that. Today and today only. I thought it was available all week, and that's such a great point, Mike. We've got the Relevant Radio Prayer Journal, and this is really, I think, a tremendous gift, especially if you want to grow in your own holiness. Get to Mass a little bit earlier, stay a little bit later. Use it to put down your thoughts. It's a custom Relevant Radio Prayer Journal, and each journal includes some very basic prayers. But Father Rocky, and Neil pointed this out before, and that was such a great point. Father Rocky often gives a homily, and he talks about, recording the miracles that happen in our own life, those encounters that we had that I just shared about. Faustina recorded them in her diary. Do the same thing in this prayer journal. Talk about how those prayers are answered. Talk about how God came through in your own life, and look back, and that'll be your gospel. I have the gospel of Drew, so I see God's hands all over my life. And I encourage you to get that. That's yours at a $20 a month level. You can call in right now at 877-291-0123 or Mike online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app.
A lot of people taking advantage of that special premium today. Lori in Santa Monica, California with a 240 pledge. Thank you. Matt listening in St. Charles, Illinois. Thank you. And Ann in Milwaukee, Wisconsin coming in at 240. Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for joining the family. Call now, 877-291-0123.
Now when the saints go marching in, now when the saints go marching in, yes, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Come on. Hey, it's good to be with you today. We're celebrating, our brothers and sisters who have gone before us, those who've lived that life of heroic virtue, and those who are saints. I don't know who your favorite saint is. We'd love to hear from you about that as well and why. We'll talk about that throughout the day. I want to share one final story with you about St. Faustina, because I think it's such a great story. I've shared it with you in the past. So here she is, this humble servant, right? She's working these gates. She's ministering. She's reading souls. She's giving food to those who don't have much. Her heart was filled with such mercy and such love. So one day, it's cold. It's gray out there, and it's a gloomy day, and the bell at the gate rings. And St. Faustina looks out through the sheets of rain. It's literally pouring. And there's this guy. He's shivering, right? Young guy, persistently ringing the bell. Ding, 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 ding. I've seen the bell. This bell actually hangs in the convent there in Poland. The rain it was pouring down with a vengeance, right? And it was soaking, just absolutely soaking the man to the skin. And as soon as Sister Faustina answered the gate, the man just asked for something to eat. He's hungry. Can you feed me? Can I have something to eat? And so Sister Faustina ran to the kitchen, and she really couldn't offer anything. She couldn't find anything to offer. They'd given all the food away that day already, just about all of it. But her heart was so filled with mercy and compassion that she was determined to help this very young and unfortunate man. And she scrounged something up in the kitchen, and finally she found a soup, and it was a perfect remedy, really, to combat the icy rain that had soaked this man while providing him some nourishment. So she heated it up, and then she took a couple pieces of bread and put it on top of it, and she gave it to the man to eat. And he sat down at the table, and he rushed to the hot mug of soup, and he accepted it very charitably, and he looked at her, right? The stranger accepted this charitable meal from Sister Faustina. Consumed it right there at the gate, and then he seemed to, enjoy it despite the inclement weather. He was still cold and still wet. When he was done eating it, Sister Faustina took the mug from the man's cold and wet hands, and Then to her great surprise, something happened. She discovered that the poor man was not a poor man at all. He was actually Jesus Christ himself. Our merciful Savior came to her in disguise. And when she recognized who it was, he immediately vanished from her sight. So Faustina in prayer began to reflect on this encounter, and she heard an interior voice. And the voice said this to her. He said, "My daughter, the blessings of the poor who bless me as they leave this gate have reached my ears, and your compassion within the bounds of obedience has pleased me. And this is why I've come down from my throne to taste the fruits of your mercy." I mean, think about that. You know, I mean, those who've been fed by Faustina, thank God for the food. They've reached the throne of God. Faustina has to be obedient to her superiors, and she's only allowed to give so much away to each particular beggar. She wanted to give more. So Christ himself comes down. Jesus actually says, "I have left my throne in heaven to experience the fruits of your mercy." And he tells her that he was pleased with her loving mercy towards the poor. Imagine if Jesus showed up in disguise at your door. Would he find you wholeheartedly giving in love? I mean, think about that. I think often we are gatekeepers, right? I think quite often we are in the shoes of Faustina. We may not be giving out hot soup to somebody drenched in a cold rain, but there are times that Christ does come to us. I want to be careful about what I say next because I don't want it misinterpreted. I think this is one of those opportunities. You know, I think, and if you can't afford to give to Relevant, I really don't want you to. I just want you to pray for us that somebody else who can help us in this mission will. But I do think sometimes we hear something. We're offered an invitation to help others. And we can either say yes or no. It's the beauty of our free will. And I think this is one of those times. As Relevant Radio comes to you 4 times a year. And we ask for your support. We need your help. You know, we want to bring mercy to others. We want to feed, as Faustina had often done, not just the belly, not just those who are hungry. We want to nourish the soul. That's what Relevant Radio is all about. I only have a few moments left in this hour of mercy. And I hope you'll join me in this hour. I'm going to give you the invitation. If you can give a small amount, $5, $10, it gets doubled. If you have capacity to give $50, $100, $1,000, $10,000, then do that today if you could. I want to, on behalf of so many souls who are in desperate need of God's mercy, in desperate need of truth and of reason, you know, of Jesus Christ, just to make that invitation on his behalf to you. The number is 877-291-0123, and there are phones available for you. I know that. I'm looking at the call screen. You can get in right now if you want to call. 877-291-0123, or you can go to relevantradio.com, all right? Relevantradio.com, or use the mobile app, okay? That's another great way of giving. You can go online and give there. But, you know, I often think, you know, sometimes more is given when giving nothing, when giving, you know, if we give because we are forced to or we don't want to, nothing's really given. It's when we give from our heart, right? When we give back to the Lord out of love. I think that's when our gift carries the most weight. I think that's when it's the most generous. I think that's when you will be blessed in abundance. I have given many, many times, and I've seen how God has rewarded it. He's given to me many, many times over. And I pray to God I never fail that test. Join me now. Come on. A few minutes left. You can get on board. 877-291-0123. Make that call.
So many reasons to give today. Not only is it All Saints Day, but it's a Monday. It's November 1st. It's the first day of the month. Maybe you want a fresh start. Maybe you're committed to being more charitable during the month of November. Well, we're giving you that opportunity right now to join the family and support your favorite Catholic radio network, Relevant Radio. You can log on to relevantradio.com. or call 877-291-0123 and make that tax-deductible pledge today. Don't wait till Friday and the end of the week. Do it today on a Monday and give yourself a fresh start. You're going to feel good about it after a long day at the office, and you're going to help us meet our goal of $2.7 million. It's a real need. By the end of the week, we want to have an extra $2.7 million to keep our operation afloat through the remainder of the year. This is our final pledge drive of 2021, Drew. I can't believe it. This is it, the last pledge drive. And to celebrate, we're going to match everybody 100% this hour. Every pledge that comes in right now is going to be matched 100% at relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123.
And please take advantage of it. We have about 5 minutes left in this hour of mercy. Make your gift a prayer. Do that. I mean, say to the Lord, Lord, I know you've been good to me. I know you've been generous. Everything we have, your house, your car, the watch on your wrist, the pocketbook, the wallet, whatever you have, that all comes from God and his generosity. I know that there are a number of people calling in and some calls are getting rolled over. Let me give you another way to give, and this will be a tremendous blessing too, okay? If you go to relevantradio.com, make your pledge online or do it on the mobile app, okay? Try the mobile app. We're going to send you an MP3 that has been done by Father Simon on St. Nicholas. It's absolutely free. You'll get a link there. But whichever way you decide to give, please do it right now. We only have about 4 minutes left in this hour. And I know God's going to bless you. I feel so passionate about that. Why? Because you are not just giving back to the Lord, but you're helping so many souls who in the days ahead are going to come to find the truth that Relevant Radio is able to bring. They're going to get misconceptions cleared. People are going to be drawn back to the faith in a powerful and new way. God's mercy is going to be proclaimed. Devotions like the chaplet and the rosary are going to be brought into the homes of people all across this nation. And grace is going to flow. Lives are going to be changed. And the country is going to be better because of it. So I invite you right now to join us. 877-910-123 if you want to do it that way, or as I said, try the internet, relevantradio.com, or online, or using the mobile app is a great way to go. Mike?
Everybody knows Relevant Radio for the spoken word, but in 2021, we're also about the written word. We offered our listeners and anyone around the world a number of great free books in 2021. Mary at the Crossroads of History, Father Rocky's book, and Drew, you wrote your book, Divine Mercy, which is really a treasure for anyone that raised their hand and asked for a free copy of that. Just recently, we released The Treasures of the Rosary. Well, now we're giving you an opportunity to write your own story. And today only, for a dollar, or I should say a $240 one-time gift, today only, we're offering you this beautiful Relevant Radio Prayer Journal. You're going to be able to add to your ongoing intentions and keep a record of answered prayers and save some of your favorite scriptures. Write down your spiritual goals and kind of track them over time. This is a wonderful gift. You can take a look at the beautiful cover, but inside, it's blank right now. You need to fill in that story. And for a $240 pledge or a one-time donation of $20 per month for the year, we're going to give you this, but it's only available today. So call now at 877-291-0123, or the real easy way to do it is log on to relevantradio.com, and you can take a look at the Relevant Radio Prayer Journal, see a picture of it, and prayerfully consider that $20 per month donation or that one-time gift of $240, and we'll send you the Prayer Journal. Again, the number, 877-291-0123. Plenty of operators standing by. You can also join the family at relevantradio.com.
Mike, I love the prayer journal. I think it's a great idea, and I hope people will take advantage of it today. I began to start writing down some of the stories of my own encounters with the Lord. Some of those were chronicled in the Divine Mercy book that I wrote, but there are many others, and it's such a great gift for you. Please, we have about 30 seconds left. There is a dollar-for-dollar match online at relevantradio.com using the mobile app, or give us a call. Please get in right now. Take advantage of the match and help us, all right? 888-877-291-0123. If you need to use the landline, that's a great way to connect. I know you'll be blessed. You can outgive God. There's not a question in my mind about that. Thank you for whatever you can do. We are grateful.